Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Chaf Zayin Omer Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. And Mitzvah Hashem will finish off today the Hilchos of Kriyas Sefer Torah Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. We're in the middle still of Sif Dalet, which has taken us now, Baruch Hashem, 4 days to conclude. Mitzvah Hashem will conclude it today along with the Simen. And we'll chazer over very quickly what we learned in yesterday's share, that there was a machlokas between the Ogur and other poskim and the Beis Yosef as to whether when you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, are you allowed to continue or not. So the Ogur and the other poskim brought down by the Ramah all paskin that one can be makel if you only have certain types of mistakes. If you don't have a toz gomur, and even according to Yagur, even if you do have a toz gomur, if there is no Sefer Torah otherwise, then you would be allowed to read or continue reading from the Sefer Torah that has a toz. However, the Beis Yosef says that Tzorech Lotzi Sefer Torah Acheres, if you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, you have to go take out a second Sefer Torah. And that's where we left off yesterday. So we're on the second line of the Ramah on Chazayin Omud Aleph. And the Ramah continues and he says, since there's this machlokis over here between the Ogur and the other poskim versus the Beis Yosef, Lochein Tzorich Lechale Kach, he has to paskin Haloch Lamaisha. It says in Siv Kotten Chavches, Hainu Derech Achro. The Ramah is now going to give a psak halocha how to distinguish between these two poskim. The Das Ogur, the opinion of the Ogur, Dafilu, Bitoz, Gomer, Ein Motzi'in, who says even if there's a total mistake, you don't have to take out a new Sefer Torah, the Lo Yarviach, because he holds it won't help you to take out a new Sefer Torah. The Gam Sefer Torah Acheres, even in the new Sefer Torah that you take out, since our Sefer Torah, as we said yesterday, aren't so carefully done, Efsho de possible Chaseres Viseres, it even could also have a mistake, even a minor mistake. So what good does it do you to take out a new Sefer Torah? As opposed to the Das of the Beis Yosef, Dafilu Bechaseros Viseros Motzi'in, even if you find a minor mistake, you have to take out a new Sefer Torah. So therefore, we have these two opposing opinions. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us the Ramah is now going to come, V'alkein Hichriah HaRamah L'Nafshei Zeh HaChiluk LaHalocha. He's going to now paskin this halocha l'maisa as to what one should do. We're continuing the Ramah with his Hachra. And he says, "Bishas hadchak under extenuating circumstances." What does that mean? Shein letzibur rak sefer Torah posel. The sefer Torah, the only one that's available to the tzibur is posel. Vein shom mishiyoch l'sakno. And there is nobody there that knows how to correct it. It's talking about a weekday when you'd be allowed to correct it. So what should they do? They only have this posel of sefer Torah. So he says, "Yei shomim diyesh likros bo betzibur levar chalav." He brings that from the kolbo and the avodram that you can go and read from this sefer Torah and even make brachos before and after the reading, the alios that you get with the sefer Torah. But then he brings down V'yesh, Poslin, there are those, this is based upon the Tshuvas HaRashba and others, that say that you're not allowed to do this. However, he then concludes, and he says, V'im chumash echod sholem below tos, if you have one of the five svarim at least, that is all rolled up together in this Sefer Torah, at least the one that you're reading from, that Sefer, doesn't have any mistakes in it, yesh l'hokel, then one can be lenient, and likros b'yoso chumash, and read at least from the Parshios in that Sefer, Afal Pisheish Tos Bachayim, even though the other Sefarim of this Sefer Torah, even if it's all four of the other Sefarim of the Sefer Torah have mistakes, as long as the Sefer that you're reading from, let's say you're reading from Shemos, and Shemos has no mistakes, even though all the other Sefarim have mistakes, he says, B'di'evet Yesh L'Hokel, one can be makel to read from the Sefer Torah, at least in those Parshios in the Sefer that doesn't have any mistakes in it. That's the Hachra of the Ramah. Now let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Tes to explain this Hachra a little bit more deeply. So he first brings down in Siv Katan Chav Tes V'yesh Poslin. There are those that say that you can take out such a Sefer Torah. Hu kidas ha-mechaber, this is in accord with the opinion of the mechaber that was machmer before, le'el and siv gimel, v'chein sotmu ha-achronim l'chadchila lo yitzi afilu l'chovas yom. And this is in accord with the stam psak of all the achronim that seem to hold like this, mechaber l'chadchila, you can't take out a pasul of Sefer Torah. However, omnom, the Mishnah Berurah says, im hischilu likros, if you already took out the Sefer Torah, you didn't know it was possible. V'yachachach nimso batos, and now while you're reading it, you find the mistake. The ain shom Sefer Torah acher zulos, and there is no other Sefer Torah in the Hechol, and there is no ability to correct it. So then, yei shomrim, he brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham, the Maram Lublin, the Gomrim Shiva Kruim, you are allowed to finish off the 7 required aliyahs on the Shabbos, or Mevarech Lefanel Uli Achra. Even from this Pasul of Sefer Torah, you can make the bracha before and after each aliyah. However, don't make a separate maftir in this situation. Raka maftir yeshvi, let the maftir be the 7th aliyah, which we said already many times, bidi evit is okay. Va'kadish yom rachar haftorah, and don't say the chatzi kadish at the end of the 7th aliyah, but take out the haftorah, read the haftorah, and then say the kadish, the chatzi kadish at the conclusion of the haftorah. The Dogum Ravava says, don't keep on saying all the brachos once you know it's a pasul of Tevet Torah. And he brings this down, the king Kosa Bishari Ephraim. What should you do? What should you do? Let's say you find the mistake while you're reading Revi. So they find in the middle of Revi the mistake. So finish reading Revi in this pasul of Sefer Torah when there is no other Sefer Torah to take out. Don't make the bracha after Revi. The person who gets the Aliyah should not make the bracha then, but Rak Yamotram. He should stand up there by the Amud. Then they call up Chamishi. Vashliach Tzibo Yikro Le'olam Acherim Atashlim Shiva Olam. He'll call up Chamishi and they'll read Chamishi without a bracha. They'll call up Shishi. They'll read Shishi without a bracha before and afterwards. They'll call up Shvi. They'll read it without a bracha before and afterwards. V'lo Yivarchu Klal. They don't make any brachas, as I just said. Rak Hashliach Tzibo Yikro, the laner, the Baal Kore, should read. L'kol Echod Parsha Shlo Chamishi, Shishi, and Shvi in the situation that I just mentioned. Ad Gemara Sidra, until you finished reading the entire Sidra. And then, the one who had Revi, who they found the mistake during his Aliyah. V'zeh Ha'ole Shidim Tzatos B'kriya Shlo Ha'omeid Sham. So that person who got Revi, who we said is standing still up there, who never made a bracha after his Aliyah, lo yasiach daito v'yikro b'lachashimoim. He should be very careful not to lose his concentration and not to lose his thinking about the laning. And he should read along silently with them the entire rest of the laning. And then, u'b'gemar hasidro, when they finish reading Shvi, and they finish reading the parasha, then the person, in my case, in Revi, who they found the mistake in his Aliyah, yavaruchu b'rachachron, he now makes the ashenos elono toras emes bracha at the conclusion at the end of all of the laning. Let him be the one to say the Haftorah. The Navi, whether we read from the Navi, Bibir Chosel, with the brachas before and after. The Yesh Mishakos of Shoma Haftorah, B'li Brachos. Some say, don't make the bracha on the Haftorah in this situation. And this is, in fact, the psak that he says, Ad Kan Lashono. This is, in fact, the psak over here of the Shire Ephraim. He brings down as well the Mishnah Berurah that is Vayin Bepiskei Shorim Shekosef Shegam Adalgum Merivava Mode Bechozeh. This is also the opinion of Dalgum Merivava, Dalgul Merivava Ayin Shom. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes V'im Nimtzah Tos Beshlishi O Bishara Olim Achar Siyim Kriyosun Sheberechu Bruach Achrona. If they only find the mistake after the person who got that Aliyah made the Bruach Achrona, so now you're stuck. You can't have him just stand up there and wait till the conclusion of all the Aliyos and then have him make the Bruach Achrona. He's already made the Bruach Achrona. So what should you do in that situation? In Ein Sham Sefer Torah Acheret Zulosa, and this is the only Sefer Torah as we've been talking about, so you can't bring out another Sefer Torah. So then Yikra Kori Shara Parshos, the person who is laning should read all the other Parshos, Ad Gemar HaSedra, until the conclusion of the Sedra, below Bracha, without any Brachos in this situation. The issue footnote number 40 brings down, and likewise with the Haftorah, the Shari Ephraim brings down, as well the Ksos HaShulchan, Shikru below Birchosel. They should also read the Haftorah without making the Brachos on it. Sivkan Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Chumash Echad. He brought down that if you had one Chumash that was Shalem, without any mistakes in it, amongst the other five Chumashim, it's all wrapped up together in one Sefer Torah, like our Sefer Torah, but you'd have the entire Sefer, let's say, Shemos, without any mistakes. And you want to read now from one of the parashos in Sefer Shemos, that's okay, b'dieved. Hainu, what's he talking about? As I just said, Shekola Sefer Torah hu b'gilion echad. You have all five chumashim in Sefer Torah all wrapped together in one Sefer Torah. Elosh, ein sholim, b'litos, el chumash echad. The other four, Breishis, and Vayikra, Bamidbar and Devarim in the scenario that I created all have mistakes in them, but Shemos doesn't. And now you're reading from the Parashos in Shemos. So that is perfectly acceptable under this Bidyevit situation. However, Avol im Ein Shom Kim Chumash Echad, but if you only have Sefer Shemos, you have a single volume Sefer that's not a part of a full Sefer Torah, that we already said, L'kuli Amma in Korimbo Kilel B'Siv Beis, that we already learned a few days ago in Sif Beis, that everybody says you can't do that L'chatrila. Sivkon Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ramos Psak that says Yesh L'Hokel, that you could read in the one Sefer of the five Sfarim of the Sefer Torah that's bound together, that has mistakes in four of the Sfarim, but in the one Chumash, in Shemos, in my example, it doesn't have any mistakes. Yesh L'Hokel, you're allowed to read from that Sefer. Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is Afilu L'Das HaYesh Postel Manal, the Osre, Afilu B'Shas Tchah. Even according to those opinions that said you can't read from this Sefer of a Sefer Torah that is Pasul, there they said, Kolzehu imapsul nimtza b'yosu chumash shirotza likros bo. That's what we said over there, that you couldn't do this according to those poskim. That's when you were reading from the Sefer of the five Sfarim of the Sefer Torah that has a mistake in it. Avu b'chul shmashim ha-shleimim ein lahachmi b'shasadchak. But if you have all five Sfarim over here, and they're all wrapped together, and several of them four of them even could have a mistake in it, but the one that you're reading from doesn't have a mistake. Kivin shal koponim b'chelik zeh kori b'hu shalim. The sefer Shemos in my example that you're reading from is intact. It's only the other svarim, the four of the other five chumashim that are all wrapped together in this sefer Torah, they're no good. V'lo domi l'chumash echad. This is not similar to the case where you have one sefer alone without all the sefer Torah together in it, without all the five chumashim together in the sefer Torah. That is shapasul kuliyama l'kros b'ochad el b'sim face. That we've already explained several times today and previously that's no good. Shiny Hus, in that case is different. Shaino covered Latzibu, Likros Bukhumashekh. The reason why we said over there, if you only have one sefer of the sefer Torah, you only have one chumash of the five chumashim, even though it's intact, you can't read from that because that's not covered the Torah for the Tzibur, that they should have a single sefer of the sefer Torah. Masha Enkein Hacha, here in this situation, Sheesh Kochamisha Chumashim Biachad. Here they have all five of the chumashim together, wrapped together in a sefer Torah. It's just four of the five or less have a mistake in them, so you certainly can read from the one that doesn't have a mistake in it, in my example from Shemos. So Sivkat Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, when we said that you're allowed to read from it, Be'osu Chumash, Afa Pishesh Tos B'Acherim, and this is written down the name of the Ran, by the way, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotsu Loma B'Bracha, not only can you read from it, you can even read from it with a bracha. But then he tells him, look in the Bir Halacha. So the Chavetz Chaim writes in Dibur HaMasko, Yesh L'Hakil Likros V'Chule, in the Bir Halacha, he says, yes, I just said this all in the Mishnah Berurah. However, he says, Ayin in the Bir HaGro, look in the Vilna Gaon, who says that L'Pirush Rashi, Mashma De'el HaKa Bazeh. According to Rashi, one should not do this. And he says, Be'emes the Ran, who brought this Shita down, Shehevi Din Zeh B'Shem Rabbeinu, which is the Rashba, as is brought down in the El Yerabah, even the Rashba who brought this din down was only saying it really in theory, but was not saying it lamaisa that they should actually do this. As he himself writes specifically over there. And likewise, one who looks into the tshuvas of the Rashba, and he was only really saying this according to one teretz, ayin sham there for the entire discussion. He tells you, look further in the Beis Meir, Shigam hu mefakrit midin zeh, the Beis Meir also says that one shouldn't do this. In addition, footnote number 42, he brings down the Chazon Ish also had this question, and he says, finally, look in the Shari Ephraim, Shekosov gam kein shein haminog l'hokob hazeh. He says, l'maisa, we aren't makel to do this. And he brings down the reasons for this in the Piskei Sharm, look there. Omikol makom, he concludes, nira shanoig l'hokob hazeh, ein limchos b'yodo. If somebody does want to be makel, they can rely, as the Psak is brought down over here by the Ramah, and as the Mishnah Berurah himself stated, that one can be makel, albeit all of these achronim in the Bir Halacha were not makel in this situation. This concludes this very detailed four-day discussion on Siv Dalet about finding a mistake in a Sefer Torah. What should one do? Now we conclude Simon Kuf Mem Gimel with Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Beis HaKnesses She'ein Bohem Yish Yodeh Likros El Echad. The Mechaber writes, if you're in a shul and there's only one guy that knows how to read the Sefer Torah, and that means as well that he's also the only person in the shul there that's capable of even following along and reading Balachash with the person who's laning. There's nobody else there in the shul that can even read Balachash quietly along, following along with the Baal Kriya. As we'll see, this is the Mechaber Lishitoso, as the Mishnah Berurah will explain. So in this situation, where there's only one guy in the whole shul that knows how to lane and knows how to get the Aliyah according to the Mechaber, which means that he can read along silently with the person that's laning. So then in this situation, the Mechaber says, guess who gets all the Aliyahs that Shabbos? Yavarech v'yikra katsatz psukim v'yorach l'achrayim. The Baal Kore gets Rishon, and he gets called up to Rishon, he makes the bracha before and afterwards. He reads Rishon. Then v'chozil avarech chila v'kore katsatz psukim v'yorach l'achrayim. Then he gets Sheni, and he reads he says the bracha before Sheni, he says the bracha after Sheni. V'ken yasa kam upamim kimispar olim shalos hayom. And if it's a Shabbos, he'll get seven Aliyahs. He'll make a bracha before and after every Aliyah, the Mechaber says. If it's a Monday, he gets three Aliyahs. If it's a Yontif, he gets five Aliyahs. If there's nobody else in the shul that can even follow along getting the Aliyah with the Baal Kriya, so then the Mechaber Lishitoso paskins that one person gets all the Aliyos because he's the only one that can get an Aliyah in this situation. You can't give an Amma Aretz according to the Mechaber an Aliyah because if you can't follow along and read silently along with the Baal Kore, then you're not allowed to get an Aliyah according to the Mechaber Lishitoso, as we learned earlier. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel explains that this is not the halacha lemaisa for Ashkenazim who follow the Psak of the Ramah. And in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rotsul Omar, this opinion that the Mechaber just brought down is She'enom Yodim Likros Achri Ashliach Tzibu Mila Bila Mitoch HaKsav. As I've already explained, that the Mechaber says you have the same person get all seven Aliyahs on a Shabbos, for example, all five Aliyahs on a Yontif, all three Aliyahs on a Monday or a Thursday. That's only talking here where there's nobody else in the shul that can silently read along with the person who's laning, mila b'mila mitoch haksav, reading it along inside from the Sefer Torah. And the Mechaber also letaimei b'simen kuf lametes. And the Mechaber goes, as we've already learned previously, in sif lametes, kuf lametes, sif beis. The Mechaber there holds, the kosav shom de ba'ofen zeh lo yala. In this situation where the person getting the aliyah can't read along silently, you're not allowed to give him an aliyah. Even if he's the only kohen in the shul, you're not allowed to give him an aliyah. However, that's not the way we paskin. Achein, the Mishnah Berurah brings down lifi mashe kosav Ramah shom b'sif gimel. The Ramah over there paskin in simen kuf lametes sif gimel. The anu kor mafil yamoritz. Nowadays we even allow an Amah Aretz to go up there and get the Aliyah, even if he can't follow along and read inside. He can't at all read along with the Bal Korei. Nevertheless, as we've already explained there in the Mishnah Berurah, that we do allow the person to get the Aliyah. And therefore, Vim Kain Yishtane Haidina. And therefore, we don't paskin like this din that the Mechaber brings down over here, because that's not the way we paskin. We paskin like we did like the Ramon and Sifkuf Lamites, the Lididon, for us, La'olam Tzorech Likro Shiva. You would read have seven different people get the aliyah over here, Yivachu, and they each make the bracha before and after the aliyah, even though they can follow along with the Shliach Tzibur, and the Shliach Tzibur, the Bal Korei, Yotzi and Bikriyosu. He will read for them and be Motzi them. The Chayin Mashma would be Ragra. This likewise seems to be the opinion of the Vilna Gaon over there in Kuflam Etes Siv Dalid, Dibra Maschil, Umaril, Kidvarenu, and he seems to paskin just like we did over here. And this psak is in fact brought down by the Locha Brura. According to Sfardim, they would possibly like the Shulchan Aruch that you don't call up the Amoretz. And according to Ashkenazim, who do call up an Amoretz, then it's better to call up the Amoretz rather than to have one person get all seven aliyahs, one after the other. Halacha Brura also adds over here, and he says, if a person's davening one shul and gets an aliyah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with him going to another shul and getting another aliyah over there, making a bracha before and afterwards as well. And this is true even if it's the exact same aliyah that he got in the first shul, not a problem. He says, we will discuss in the next simon, simon kuf mem dalet, whether one person is allowed to get two aliyahs in the same shul when you're not talking about the situation that the Mechaber just spoke about. With this, we conclude simon kuf mem gimel, and this concludes today's shir as well.